and looking for a move. God, give us strength, God. Let us constantly look to you, God, from which our help comes from, God, Lord. Let us seek you, hallelujah. In all that we do, God, we give you glory in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Good evening. Good evening. Good to see everybody on this cold winter evening. It was a chilly one today, ain't it? Well, I'm glad you're here. Amen. You know, I just want to, I'm not going to keep you long tonight because you're so good that you all came out tonight. So I'm going to get you home. But I want to share with something. I feel that there's a scripture that I just been thinking about. And I want to share because sometimes we got to understand what takes place and what's going on in our lives and be aware of that God's doing something. Amen. And that we trust God and we move with God as God moves, because God's always moving. Amen. He doesn't stop. He keeps moving. Sometimes what do? We stop. We stop. We get content. We get lazy. But God's moving. Amen. And he wants you and he invites you, desires you to walk with him and move with him and you know, enjoy the movement. But I began to think about the children of Israel, and God said that he was going to deliver them from Egypt. He said he was going to deliver them, bring them out of bondage, out of slavery. That was their cry. That's what they cried for. And they got what they asked for, because God says, I'm going to deliver you. And he raised up Moses, and Moses came and he brought them forth and gave them word that God sent him to do. Amen. God always uses men and women of God. Amen. He doesn't do things outside of that. God moves through people. That's his desire. So God's working. Tell someone God's working. God's doing a work within me. Come on, amen. You might look. I want you to know that God's using you like Moses to deliver you and to deliver those around you and things in your life. So you've got to trust him and watch him do it. So here's God. He comes forth out into Egypt. He delivers them, brings them out of bondage. Amen. They put the blood on a doorpost. He brought them out of that place. It was signifying that it was the blood of Jesus Christ that came upon them, that God will deliver them. Amen. From sin. And he brought them out of that place, and they came all the way through. I want you to know that they weren't done. So I want us to know that Jesus, he went to the cross and died to deliver us, but he's not done. See, because sometimes we get a place where that we think that we get frustrated, but God's still delivering. Amen. Come on, amen. God's still delivering. So he brought them to the Red Sea, and they were on the edge to go forth, and it looked like it was the end. Tell someone God's still delivering. See, God wants to deliver. Come on, amen. And what was God delivering? He was delivering some things out of them. Come on, amen. He was removing some things out of them. And it comes from walking with him. He brought them to the place where it didn't look good. It didn't look like they were going to make it. They didn't know how they were going to get it. But God said, trust me. Come on, look unto me and I will deliver you. That's what God kept telling him. I will deliver. I am a deliverer. That's who I am. That's what I do. So God, guess what? Split the Red Sea. They went through there. But tell someone God's not done. Why? Because there were still things within them that they brought with them out of Egypt that was in their heart. I want you to know that Jesus, come on, amen, spiritually we have been set free. We are cleansed. But there's still things God's delivering out of our lives today. He's not done with me yet. I want you not to get frustrated. Sometimes if we could see this, that we're going to stop getting frustrated with one another. And stop getting frustrated with yourselves. And trust God to deliver. And let God deliver. And you say, well, let me give you this scripture. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 1:10. And it says this. It says, who delivered us from so great of death? Say, he delivered me. He delivered me from sin. He delivered me. Hallelujah. It is finished. Say, it's finished. It is done. That's what he did. But then the next verse, listen to this. It says, from great sin. And let me read the whole thing. And he delivered us from so great a death and doth deliver. Say, still delivering. And whom we trust that He will yet deliver us. It's the trust. Come on, we talked about this before. It's trust in God. It's one thing to have faith in God, but then to have trust in God. It's having faith in God and growing to a place where you're trusting. Do you know, I want you to understand that this is what God is doing in our lives. He's working through us. He's delivering us. He's continuing us. He has delivered me. He is delivering me. And He will deliver me. Hallelujah. He's still working on me. God's delivering. He's pulling things out of me that I have kept in there, that we hide within us, that we get frustrated with things. Come on, you face things every day. And listen, God wants to deliver you out of it. He wants to deliver you out of that. Whatever you face, whatever Red Sea you come up against. Come on, amen. Whatever you are battling with, what you're facing with, He's desiring to deliver you. And in the midst of delivering you, guess what? You begin to grow in faith. You begin to trust God. You begin to let Him do what He does. And as that happens, you begin to mature. You begin to grow up in God. Amen. As you let God be the deliverer that He is. Let me give you some scriptures for this. Let me jump here real quick. And here's what I mean. This is what I want us to see. That sometimes we get frustrated because we don't let God deliver us. We try to do it on our own. We try to do it on our own strength. We try to find other ways and other means to find some type of solace or comfort. But listen, it says this, and if you jump back, it says, blessed be the God, even the Father, Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort. He's the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulations. Wow. In the moments of being delivered. That we may be able to comfort them which are in trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Wow. Listen, He's saying in the midst of you letting Him deliver you, you'll find comfort. And when you find comfort, you'll give comfort. Because you will grow in a place where you'll say, I'm going to trust God. And me trusting God, I can share to you to trust God. And watch what God does. He wants people to be rocks, to be strong. Come on, to be light into the world. Come on. That's where it happens. It happens in these moments when you let God deliver you. You get to the place where you become that light. You shine in the midst of darkness. You okay? And let's look at Romans 8:28. I'm going to give you some of these scriptures. Oh, this is the one that's all ripped up. Romans 8:18. I'm going to try to get in here. Hang on. Some of my Bibles are ripped apart. I get too excited sometimes. Yeah, let's go. Jump back to. Let's go to. Go to. 21. Because the creation itself also shall be delivered. Say delivered. From the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Next verse. For we know. Say we know. That the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. Being delivered. Hallelujah. And not only they, but ourselves which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. Fully redeemed. Fully delivered. And it says, for we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But we, if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Say, wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit help us our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray, for we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us in groaning which cannot be uttered. Listen, I want you to know that God is groaning and He's interceding on your behalf to deliver you. And He says, wait for it. Come on. Wait for it. Wait for it. Like a big surprise. You got to wait for it and let me do what I do. Just like the children of Israel. Come on. That they cried out to God. God heard their cry. They came to the Red Sea. God says, wait for it. And God delivered them. It is waiting in those moments that we grow. Come on, I mean, in the moments it feels like tribulation, it feels like you're going through, man, you don't know how to deal with it. It's trusting in Him. That in the midst of those groanings, come on, there's a groaning within you, a birthing. Something's being birthed. Something's coming forth. Amen? And it says, let's look at 2 Corinthians 1, 10 through 11. I beseech you, brethren, I think this is it. Oh, 2 Corinthians, no. Sorry. Here it is. Oh, I already have that. I already did that. 2 Timothy, I'm sorry. My hands are cold, still cold. I'm working. 2 Timothy 4:18. Here it is. It says, and the Lord shall deliver. He say, He shall deliver me from every evil work. God wants to deliver you from not just from the evil work that is in the world, but the evil work that sometimes works within me. Even though I'm redeemed in Him, listen, I want you to know there's one thing that we can do that God can't do. Do you know what it is? We can glorify Him in one moment, and the next minute we can curse. Just like that. We could be as godly as an angel, but in one moment, we could curse. We could be upset. We could be angry. We could be overwhelmed. Amen? And He's saying, and He says, and He's delivering. He wants to deliver you from that, from the flesh trying to rule you, trying to reign over you. And He says, for the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me with His heavenly kingdom, to whom all glory forever and ever. God's working on me. He wants to deliver us from every evil. Remember the scripture. He said, pray. This is how you pray. He says, our Father, lead us not into temptation, but to deliver me from evil. Evil that sometimes I do against myself. You know what evil is? It's contrary to who you really are. How many of you sometimes, you don't have to raise your hands, act contrary to who you are in Christ? Say things, do things, act ways that you know you shouldn't act, contrary to the way God has called you to be. See, God wants to deliver you from that. He wants to deliver us from those things. Let's look at Daniel 3:16. You okay? Daniel 3:16. I want to see this. See, God delivers you. He wants to deliver you, and He wants to do it for a purpose. And He wants you to stand in it. Here's the children. Here's Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That even in the midst of it, I want you to see something. That the enemy was trying to work within their lives. Come on, to disrupt what God was working on. Do you know that's what goes on? That the enemy is working as diligently, come on, against you, like God's working for you. Now, He can't compare, but sometimes we let the enemy and work with him. The Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, how many of you guys know that that's not their names? But the system they came into, they changed their names to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The enemy wants to change you from who you really are in God. We can let him do that. Whether it's addict, whether it's angry, whatever that word is, depressed. To try to change your name from what God has called you to be. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had the opportunity, but they continued to let God deliver them. Even in the midst of this culture that they were in, they let God continue to deliver them. And I want you to see that to get to this moment right here, even though their names was changed, it didn't matter because they were holding on to they're being faithful to God. They were trusting who He was in their lives. Even when it came to the time for them to eat, and they were being served a certain food, I want you to know that we have to make a stand. There's sometimes that the enemy tries to serve us up something, and whether or not we take the plate, whether or not we eat what we're being served by the enemy. And we can look at that and see that sometimes it's depression, sometimes it's anger, sometimes it's whatever you know what I'm talking about. That it's anger, it's fear, it's doubt, and the enemy wants to serve you. And if you begin to eat it, think about it. You begin to eat it, you begin to consume it. You are what you... Jesus says, but I give you your daily bread. Take from me all those that are hungry. See, the enemy knows you're hungry. Your flesh is looking for something. But God wants the opportunity to deliver you. So the children of Israel, the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Daniel, they chose not to eat what they were serving. They were content, and God filled them. And they became the example in front of everybody. So here they are. This is a place where the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he says they were about ready to go into the fiery furnace. And he says, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. Let me jump. Now they were ready for what would time to hear the sound of the cornet. He says, to fall down to worship the image that was made before them. He says, and well, if we worship not, we shall be cast into the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of that, out of my hands? Who will deliver you? And he said, Shadrach, Meshach, they answered, and they said, King, O Nebuchadnezzar, we answered carefully. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from this burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O King. They believed that God would deliver them. And they faced the possibility of being burned up, consumed. But if he doesn't deliver us, be it known unto thee, O King, that we will not serve your gods, nor worship the golden image that has been set up for us. They were determined. Say determined. They were determined to give God the opportunity to be who He is. A deliverer. Every single day, we have opportunity for God to deliver us. From our own flesh. From our own lusts. Own fears. Doubts. And God wants to take the opportunity to deliver us. This is why he does that. Jeremiah 1:8. You look that one up. Jeremiah 1-8. I think, no. Jeremiah 8-10. I look at numbers weird. I kept saying today, the other day, they had these numbers on these stones, and it was P. 6L. And I kept saying PSL. And they said, I can't find PSL. I said, it's right there. P6L? Yeah. And I finally realized that 6S. I have this problem looking at numbers, and I translate them into letters for some reason, and I kept getting mad at them at my own mistake. And they kept. All right, listen, forget it. We know it's S. We're PSL. We know that now. I made them believe what I seen in my own eyes, right? Something prophetic, till they finally believed it. Sometimes that's the way we are. We don't see it, you know. Whatever. Be not afraid of their faces. He says, for I am with you to deliver you. Don't be afraid of their faces. He said this. He said before, he was talking to Jeremiah. He says, Jeremiah doubted who he was in God in a way because he was young. You take hold of it for yourselves, whether you're old, whether you're young, it doesn't matter. He says that God's desiring to deliver. And he says, then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said, behold, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have this day set before you over the nations and kingdoms to root out, to pull down. This is why he wants to deliver you. Come on. So that you can root out, pull down, destroy, throw down, to build, and to plant on his behalf. I'm looking for some people. Come on, amen. I want to start a nation, just like the children of Israel. I'm looking for a people that I can deliver, that I can call my own. Hallelujah. That I can call, you are my child. That you could pull things down. Come on, amen. You could rip things out. Hallelujah. In my name, I want you to do that. I want to deliver you so that you could go forth. Amen. And pull things up. Cast things out. Amen. That's what he says. Because I am anointed. Jesus says, I'm anointed. I'm anointed for this purpose. To heal the brokenhearted. To bind up their wounds. Pull down things that shouldn't be there. Tell your neighbor, I want you to see this and understand something. He wants to use you as a deliverer. As a deliverer. He wants you to deliver those that are in bondage. And you're anointed for it. As you let him deliver you, come on, you in return will deliver those. Those around you. In your life. Those. But if we can't let God deliver us from the simplest little things every day. Last scripture. Psalms 33. You ready? Psalms 33, 13. And it says, the Lord looketh from heaven and beholdeth all the sons of men. For the place of his habitation, he looketh upon the inhabitants of the earth. Tell someone he's looking for a habitation. He fashioneth their hearts alike and considereth all their works. There is no king saved by the multitude of hosts. A mighty man is not delivered by his own strength. A horse is vain thing for safety, neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in him and his mercies, to deliver their souls. Come on. And he says, from death and to keep them alive and famine. God wants to deliver you and keep you alive in the midst of famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord, for he's my help and he's my shield. For our heart rejoices in him because we trusted in his holy name. That's who he is. He's a deliverer. Let the mercy of the Lord be upon us according to his hope in you. Chapter 34 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. Say all times. His praise shall continually be on my mouth, in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me from all my fears. They looked up unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of his troubles. You know, I want you to hear something, that I have a young man that works with me that he boasts about him not being afraid of heights. And I've asked him, I said, well, how high have you been? He says, oh, I've been up in this and that. I said, oh, with a seatbelt on a roller coaster. I said, he says, yeah. So I brought him up the highest point of this building where there's nothing else but just a thin railing that goes the whole way around. I said, come here, I need your help to pull this stuff up because I'm not doing it. I need you. So the closer he gets to remember, he's not afraid of heights. The closer that he gets to that edge, the more I see fear within his eyes. Something that he didn't know was in him, something that he thought he had power over, all of a sudden, the reality of it hit him that he was fearful of heights. And he says, I can't do it. I said, you told me you weren't afraid of heights. I can't do it. So he didn't do it, but I had to get somebody else. But I want you to know that he says that he will deliver me from my fears. There's sometimes, I want you to know, as we walk with God, there's things that rise up within us that we didn't know were there, that God wants to deliver us from. And as we walk with him, as we wait upon him, those become known. And we trust him to do what he does, to stop. Especially those moments where that you face it and you see it and you know it. Say, God, I need you to deliver me right now. Don't go another step farther. Take hold of his delivering power. Don't move any farther. Say, God, I need you to do this in my life. I need to trust you. He says, and he looked upon him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of his troubles. And the angel of the Lord encampeth around them that fear him and delivereth them. Tell someone you got an angel camped around you. I want you to realize that you have angels. We're going to preach that sometime. It's what you don't see, hallelujah, that we need to begin to lean upon. Amen? And it says, and see the Lord is good. Say, he's good. Blessed is the man and woman that trust in him. You're blessed when you trust him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want in them. There is no what? Want in them that fear God. That trust in him. That are in awe of him. That word fear, I want you to recognize this, because that word fear means that you come to the awareness that there's nothing greater than him. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? For God's with me. What shall come against me? What can't I be delivered from? For God is with me. Romans 8:28. Let's go back to that real quick and I'm done. Because I skipped this part. And it says, for we know that all things, say all things, work together for good to them that love God and to them that are called according to his purpose. Sometimes people use that scripture and things don't always work out the way they think they should work out. But it's called according to his purpose. But the key word in this is this word right before that. It says called. That word this means this. It means this. Conformed to God's saving purpose. Those to them who are conformed to his saving purpose. That means those that conform to him delivering them. That when we stop, I want you to see and listen, God's purpose was things were going to work out for the children of Israel if they conformed to his delivering power. How many of them wanted to run back to Egypt right away? If those ones would have ran back, they would have not seen things work together for good. How many times have I turned around and ran and not seen things work out? But it wasn't God. It was me not conforming to his power. Wow. That's powerful. All we know is that sometimes some things aren't working out because we don't conform to God's purposes, his plan, his power. And we need to let it work out. We need to trust him in the midst of it and watch him do what he does. As he begins and continues to deliver me from whatever I face, there's nothing greater than my God. Because that's who He is. He's my deliverer. So I want you to see that when you hear that, when you see that scripture, that He's my deliverer, I want you to take hold of that. Begin to read some scriptures about God, Him being my deliverer. Take hold of those scriptures. Let them sink into you. And know that God's doing it every day. He desires it. Wow. In my life, in my day, whatever you do, whatever your job is, God wants to deliver me in the midst of that day. He'll use your day. He'll use your wife. He'll use your husband. He'll use whatever it is to deliver you. Wow. Amen? So whatever we face, we trust Him to deliver us. Heavenly Father, we thank You. Pray to God, Lord, that we learn to trust You. Lord, as You continue to deliver us. Hallelujah. Lord, we know that You've delivered us from death and sin, God. But God, Lord, You desire to continue to deliver us till we become complete in You. Until then, we groan. We go through things. But God, give us the strength to trust You to deliver us. And we give You glory and honor. In Your name we pray. Amen. Amen.